This is Twit.
We're going to talk about a little podcast stuff.
Hey, so I used this app on the way here.
Oh, you did?
I did.
So this app would be Google's podcast app.
Yes.
What did you think?
I thought it was very confusing that it wasn't available for me on Android Auto. So I didn't use Android Auto on the way here. But don't worry, I didn't touch my phone while I was driving.
You queued up a podcast on Google's podcast app.
I'm going back through Beverly Hills 90210, you know, my favorite show in the entire land. And also listening to my girls at the 90210 Blaze, who did podcasts for that. So, you know, I wanted something to listen to on the way here. And so I decided it'd be a good way for me to try out the Google Podcasts app. And I mean, thus far, like, the best thing about it is the interface, really.
Yeah, I mean the interface,
I really like how
pretty
simplistic it is.
It is. It's a pretty app.
Yeah. All right. You got up at the very top, you got kind of a list of the podcasts that you're subscribed to.
Oh.
If you have a number that you are subscribed to.
So it's got the whole bottom navigation thingy-majig we're supposed to get.
The bottom navigation scheme
that's coming to Android P. So, you know, that's there. I don't know much about the actual podcast finding, but
it's just a search.
You know,
I mean, that's
remember
really most of what it is.
It did remember that I listened to the 90210 Blaze podcast the last time I used this podcast functionality in the Google Play Music app. And so when I came to, it surfaced that for me.
Okay.
Which was nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's important to know that the Google Podcasts app is really expanded functionality from the Google Search app. From what I understand, this is all residing in the Google Search app if you're up to date. The Google Podcasts, as the app that you install from the Play Store, is really just kind of a shortcut to launching this functionality within Search, right?
That's accurate, yeah. It might also do some kind of media player bits and stuff, but it's very basic. This is just linking into the Google application.
And so as a result, a lot of this stuff, I mean, it's really based on Assistant, the idea being that when you launch a podcast here, you can see this in progress tab. This will show you where you are within your many podcasts. So if I was to go home and say, hey, G, play the Material podcast, it would know the last episode that I was listening to, where I was within that podcast, and it would pick up playing from there. So there's some nice device handoff features as far as that's concerned.
Yeah. I like sound wise, I had no problems. I mean, it was fine, but I'm just not used to this interface because I've been using Pocket Casts for so long.
Yeah, and it took me a little getting
used
to it.
I'm so ingrained there, but I will say, as far as discovery goes, nobody's really met my needs in that sense. And I don't know. This
what do you mean?
Kinda,
it's not making discovery easy for
just,
you?
It overwhelms the heck out of me. It's just so much stuff. It's just so many little tiles and screens. Tiles and images is what I meant to say. I don't know. I'm just...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just...
I didn't...
Somebody's got to help with it. This here is a little... This is what's static.
I didn't find the suggestions very useful. But I also think that podcasts are very... At this point, we're all so used to living with podcasts that it's kind of like we have the podcasts that we listen to and... Discovery is something we do when we're ready to do it, not something we do passively, really. Like, rarely would I open this and be like, oh, there's something I've never heard before and jump in. Like, usually if I'm opening my podcast app, it's because I have the podcast
that's
I'm listening to and I know the one that I want to jump into and listen to right
that's
now.
That's true.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I know
podcast is really good at that.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, there are many things that are not featured in this app. They say and some things that are really interesting that are on the horizon I'll talk about in a second, but things you can do: subscribe, you can download, you've got your 30 second skip forward, 10 second skip backwards, playback speed, which I actually thought that increasing the playback speed the way that they do it here sounds actually really good for spoken dialogue stuff, music not as much, but if you like to do that, you're going to get a little bit of improved sound out of this. Things that you don't get here: you don't get Chromecast support. You don't get auto download support, which seems strange to me in a podcast app, but it really seems, again, like this is more designed for search as opposed to being an all-featured podcast aggregator.
Well, it was made by a search company.
Exactly.
And they know but does that serve all the customer? So...
Does that serve the user? No playlist creation support. So if I wanted to like go in there and say, play this, then this, then this, then this, I want all the new episodes of all these podcasts to play one after the other. There's no support
there
for that
your
yet.
Cleaning day.
No desktop support. I mean, these things can be added over time. And that's Google's mantra, right? Launch it so that it's out
but
there
it's
and then someday improve it.
It is 2018 and we do not have, I'm just saying, like there's been time.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm being impatient. I don't know. But it's 2018, everyone. Like, we've seen what a good podcast app looks like, Pocket Casts, you know, and we can garner from there.
Which is so fascinating to me because Google cooperated with Pocket Casts on a material design, not 2.0, but new material design redesign quite recently that they showcased at Google I.O. And then Pocket Casts announced that they were being bought by NPR and a group of other investors, which was quite... That was very interesting. I found the sequence of events there fascinating. I think that Google will probably reach feature parity with Pocket Casts about a year and a half from now.
It's going to take a while, doesn't it always?
All right, I'm here, a year and a half from now.
Okay, we'll totally remember to check in on this and hold you accountable, David. I'm very impressed that on episode 273 of the Android Police podcast, you guys worked in some emoji into your podcast title. I'm just kind of impressed that that actually follows
through. We haven't done that yet?
No, we've never added actual emoji into our title. We're behind the times.
It's Unicode. It's standardized.
Yeah, you know, it's just never.
Oh, yeah, episode 273, we did do that. I'm surprised that didn't cause anything to explode somewhere.
Wait, hold on.
Actually, it did because our download numbers are like half of what they usually are for that episode. So
no way.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have caused a problem somewhere.
Yeah, well, you notice you did never do it again. So that was a nice little...
we did just get a chat note.
Experimental message.
No, we can't do that.
Yes, Patrick De La Hanty here, who manages all of our podcast metadata stuff, says we cannot do that, and probably for that very reason.
Possibly.
It's important to talk about what Google plans to do. We've talked in the past about Google's kind of... recent reinvigoration around podcast, and that heavily involves search. It actually explains why this podcast app is appearing inside of the Google search app. And that's that Google plans to sick its AI onto podcasts in a number of creative ways. For example, one example is that if you subscribe to a podcast that was not in your native language, AI in the future is going to be able to do speech to text and then translate that into your language so you can read along with closed captioning in your own language. So you can actually listen to podcasts that are not in your native language. They also have plans on increasing search, which we've talked about in the past. And one could extend that out to this idea that, like, you know, then if the content within podcasts becomes searchable, that opens up opportunities for a lot of different things, a lot of stuff to be discovered by people who are searching Google or whatever that might not have run across it before because it wasn't in the title or the description. It was in the content of the podcast, and therefore they were able to reach it with their search query.
So this isn't about podcasts at all. This is just about a way for Google
search.
To build its search abilities.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, in order for them to do that, they need to build out the foundation.
Precisely.
Have people used to getting their podcasts through
That's
Google,
actually so. Really crazy. Can you imagine searching for a piece of information and Google gives you a result like, oh, if you listen to this 35 seconds of this podcast, you'll get a brief summary of whatever you were looking for here. That's nuts.
Yes.
And that's not fair because I didn't have that in college. I had to listen to everything and I had to search all over.
Well, yeah, and I've worked in podcasts since 2006 now, and one of the recurring struggles, challenges, year after year after year over all that time was, how do we make the content within our podcasts reachable or searchable? And the only way to do that was to get it professionally transcribed, and that's expensive.
Ooh,
especially
when
you're producing hour to hour and a half shows multiple times every single day, every week, every month of the year.
We talk a lot.
Yeah, we do talk a lot. Sometimes a little too much. Yeah. So anyways, Google's solving a lot of this with this. So it's a little underwhelming now. I think I'm interested to see what it turns into. I don't think it's a replacement for Pocket Cast or whatever your podcast aggregator happens to be.
You perked up my ears. Now I'm like, well, now that makes total sense. This is just the foundation.
Yeah.
I think that once they can get the integration sorted out across all platforms, because they said, like, oh, we don't have any plans to bring this to iOS, which I call BS on. Like, you're wrong, Google. You definitely do have plans to do that. You just haven't decided you're going to do this. Yeah, of course you're going to bring
you
it
to don't
iOS.
Know that you are, but you
don't,
are.
You don't know that you're going to do this, but you are. You're definitely going to do this. So I think once it syncs across your Google Homes, your Android TV, your Android Auto instance, and your phone, and you know, maybe you have a tablet or a Chromebook. Once it does all of that, it might be harder to separate yourself from. Pocket Cast is great, but the number of services it's going to work seamlessly across, Google will probably always have better control over. So yep. There is that. And honestly, that's one of my biggest frustrations with podcasts is I realize, oh, I really want to listen to this podcast, but I don't remember what I was listening to it last on, and I don't want to scroll through 15 minutes where I thought I might have been in this, you know, hour and a half long show.
Right. Oh, I've listened to this. Fast forward 5 minutes. Oh, I haven't heard this. 2 minutes later. No, wait a minute. I have heard this. Okay, I got to skip. Yeah, that's no fun. Google would have that figured out, at least to some degree here. So.